This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It is presented by Gerritsen Building Supply. Well, tomorrow it is the 10th annual Four Chaplains Service. Organizer Jim Little on to talk about it. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Well, to talk about the Four Chaplains Service and why it began here locally 10 years ago.
Well, Kyle, 10 years ago, when we mentioned Four Chaplains, people would look at you curiously and think, well, perhaps you're going to tell a joke or something along that line. Well, that certainly is not the case. When I was growing up back in the 40s, when you mentioned Four Chaplains, everyone in our nation knew exactly who and what you were talking about. The Four Chaplains, of course, are those chaplains that were on the USAT Dorchester, who sank back in February the 3rd, 1943. This sinking was a horrible event that shocked the nation. Over 672 soldiers, and there were a few women on board that were killed at the sinking after a German U-boat had sunk the ship off the coast of Greenland. This was most memorable to our nation because these four chaplains, when the life jackets supply had run out on board the ship, they gave up their life jackets to others, to four other soldiers, so that they might survive, giving up their very chance of surviving in the cold waters of off the coast of Greenland. A person could only survive for perhaps 30 minutes before passing because of the cold water. So these chaplains also were unique in that there were two Protestant chaplains. There was a Catholic priest and a rabbi, all of differing faiths, but joined in brotherhood at the time of death. When the ship sank, people spoke of the four chaplains have arm in arm, both singing hymns and praying as the ship disappeared beneath the surface of the Atlantic Ocean. We celebrate this, not celebrate, it's a service of remembrance each year, and this began, of course, 10 years ago, and each year we try to vary the service in some way so that it doesn't just be a service that's repeated year after year. Tri-City American Legion Post, back on February the 4th, they held their service, which normally is held more towards the anniversary time of the sinking, but we have delayed ours until this point because we were hopeful that we might have a little larger audience to attend.
Well, it's definitely something to look back and focus on history, and not just the event itself, but the behavior, the spirit of those men giving up their lives and sacrificing really leads to thinking of others who've sacrificed as well.
Exactly. And this event is also immortalized by a chapel back in Philadelphia. It's actually the Four Chaplains Chapel. And there's a other portion of the service that's also interesting. It's called the induction of the Legion of Honor. And the Legion of Honor is an award that's given to leaders in our community or those that have distinguished themselves as going above and beyond service to others. And this Legion of Honor membership is affirmed by an application that goes back to Philadelphia, and there's a committee that reviews the applications and the reasons that are put on the applications for their consideration into the Legion of Honor, and that is something that we have been pleased to award each year. Some Legion of Honor members, I would mention, are Commissioner Tim Freeman, Sheriff John Hanlon, Neil Hummel, not just military folks, but all in the community. And we have a number of other American Legion members, Vietnam Veterans of America members. Those folks that we have come to our attention that certainly should be inducted into the Legion of Honor. And this is a very prestigious award. People only get inducted by approval by the committee back in Philadelphia. And this is something that we hope will spread throughout the community. Eventually, we have, at this time, 30 members that have been inducted into the Legion of Honor.
And when you induct folks each year, you use a little trickery, if I can say it like that, to make sure they're in attendance, because when they walk into the room, they think they're just attending the event, the remembrance. They don't realize they're going to get honored later in the program.
Yes, myself and Jim Barnett. Jim and I are the co-hosts of the event. He's a First Sergeant, U.S. Marine Corps retired, as I am U.S. Navy retired. He and I work diligently to try and surprise folks, and we've been successful thus far. We use such things as, please come, and we want to have you speak about a certain topic, or we would like you to attend and help out another person to be inducted when, in fact, they are the inductee. So that's one of the pleasures that we get of surprising folks with that. It's a wonderful surprise. I would say there's a few tears shed at times because it's a rather an emotional event. During the service itself, we do a variety of things to honor the four chaplains and those who were killed at the sinking. We do a candle lighting, and we talk about each chaplain. We also have taps played. We have bagpipes played as well, and we also have another ceremony called a eight-bell ceremony, where we ring the bell a number of times and then ring the bell at the statement of the USAT Dorchester sinking.
Well, it's at 11:30 tomorrow, Roseburg American Legion Post on Southeast Oak, just right next to the bridge there. Additional parking available at the food court lot nearby. Anything else you want to say, Jim, to encourage folks to come?
Well, Kyle, you've certainly covered it so well, Kyle. You do such a good job at that. That's one of the pleasures I have with talking to you. This service is something that we hope will spread out through our community. It's about the spirit of brotherhood, of folks helping others. And I would also ask people to keep this thought in mind. Would you give up your life jacket to another stranger so they might survive? And that's really the spirit of brotherhood, helping others and going an extra mile to actually love others as we love ourselves.
Four chaplains, Legion of Honor, again tomorrow, 11:30, Roseburg American Legion. Jim Little, one of the organizers. Jim, thanks for being on this morning.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Kyle, and hope to see folks there.
All right, 8:40, Morning Conversation, a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply.